It was all brought about by the presence of wild birds being detected with avian flu. And last week there, we in IFA called for the introduction of a housing order. That's basically the keeping indoors of commercial free-range poultry, because the risk of contaminating the domestic birds with bird flu, 90% of that is through direct contact. So by keeping birds indoors, we reduce the risk, because the problem here is it is a fatal disease, and when it gets into a flock, it's very high mortality within a very short number of days, and eventually it's nearly total mortality. So the importance of keeping it out can't be overstated. We've seen in Northern Ireland there yesterday, the unfortunate farmer with 64,000 laying birds that have to be euthanized or that have died through the bird flu. So that just shows the seriousness of the whole thing.
Do you think it's very important that we take an all-island approach to this? Because, you know, it's very important to the economy, of course, but it's the best way to tackle this, isn't it? And I guess a luxury that does come with being an island that you can tackle it in such a manner.
Yeah, and but the other thing that I didn't mention was that this is equally important for people with 8 and 10 hens in the back garden, because they're equally at risk. And the minister gave a lead-in time there on the housing order of a week. That was to allow these people with backyard flocks to take them indoors. And I suppose the other thing that really needs to be stated here is that these flocks need to be registered with the Department of Agriculture, because we need to know where all the poultry is and the risks that are associated with it.
And there may be quite a lot of people, like you're just talking about right now, that even based in the Northwest region who may own their own flock of chickens or poultry, and they don't necessarily farm them, and they may not think it applies for them, but it most certainly does.
Equally, and that's the message that we're very anxious to get out there, that these birds, like, these are loved, these are pets, so, like, you know, that they need to be protected. So the best way to protect them is to keep them indoors.